Good. We were talking last day over the telephone about the growing of giant onions, or mammoth onions, as you like to call them. I went out and bought myself a packet of seeds. I mentioned it on Twitter, and the place seemed to light up. What exactly are they, Jane, and what is different about them as versus your average onion from the supermarket, you might say?
Okay, the average onion from the supermarket, or indeed the average onion that you would grow in your garden, would just be sort of a fairly ordinary class of an onion. The mammoth onions, or giant onions, are onions which are bred in order to achieve sizes greater than onions that you would have in your garden or your supermarket.
How big exactly are you talking when you say, when one says mammoth? Because I've obviously never grown them before myself, so how big are we talking here?
Okay, well, if you just grow a mammoth or giant onion in the ordinary way of things, it won't get huge. But if you look after it and mind it and feed it properly and do everything in the way that the experts do and the competition growers, you could have an onion that would be 15 pounds in weight. And 15 pounds is nearly 7 kilos. That's a huge weight. Like 15 pounds is the weight of, say, perhaps 2 newborn babies. You could have one onion weighing that. Competition growers of mammoth onions, these would be the people that, if you ever go to your village or town horticultural show, you know, like say in your village hall, these would be the onions that you'd see, you know, lined up on the table, and they'd be beautiful, shiny things, almost as big as a football. And those onions would be grown in a very particular way, to a very particular and rigorous schedule, with proper feeding and proper watering and particular operations carried out at particular times when the light was right or the heat was right or whatever. Traditionally, mammoth onions are sown on the 1st of January, but you don't actually need to sow them on the 1st of January. Any time in the first half of January is fine. You still have huge onions.
The onions themselves, Jane, they're actually okay to eat. These aren't just something for looking at.
Oh, completely, and wonderful to eat. Yeah, these are eaten onions. I will say, though, that sometimes some growers would water their onions hugely just to pump them up. And if you were to cook with one of those onions that, you know, is grown by a real fantastically competitive grower, when you cook it, it does sort of melt down into a lot of water. But no, they taste great. They're fine. Yeah. I mean, it's just a bit of fun to have at this time of the year when there's not, you know, there aren't a huge amount of things that you could be sowing.
And it's a good way to get kids out into the garden. Even, you know, you're only talking a half hour, a bit here and there kind of thing, essentially.
Yeah, it is. It's a good way to get kids out into the garden, and it's kind of a fun, it's like growing a sunflower, you know.
I love it.
Which is a great fun thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
What you do is you start in January, at the beginning of January, and you would sow them in a tray of seed compost. If you have a greenhouse with a heat propagator, that'd be great, but few of us do have greenhouses with propagators. You can just sow them on a kitchen windowsill or any windowsill. You want a temperature that's about 10 to 16 degrees, that's kind of like a cool, centrally heated room. And you sow them in a tray of seed compost, and you scatter them thinly and put a tiny bit of seed compost over them, just a tiny, tiny little bit. And they will germinate in about 2 weeks. You want to keep the soil, the compost, ever so slightly moist. And they'll germinate in about 2 weeks. You'll just see these tiny little green, like almost like little tiny green hairpins come up out of the compost. And then when they've come up and they're about an inch to 2 inches tall, they look like miniature shepherd's crooks. At that point, then you would transplant them into either separate modules or into another seed tray. And if you have a greenhouse, you'd put them in a greenhouse. If you don't have a greenhouse, you'd put them in a cool room with lots and lots of light, as much light as possible. And you're going to plant them out in your garden in around mid-April or mid-May. And you're going to keep them nicely watered, and you're going to put them into soil that was, you know, well fed with something like well rotted manure or compost. And you just keep an eye on them and make sure that they never really dry out. You don't want them to be sodden, but you just want to make sure the soil is nicely moist. And then you can harvest them around midsummer or late summer when the leaves begin to go a bit yellow. with any luck, you probably won't have an enormously heavy onion, but you will have one that weighs a couple of pounds. So it'll be bigger than your normal one, and it's worth doing. And
good fun, is the main thing, you know, a bit of crack.
It is, yeah, it's good fun. You can have competitions with your, you know, with your friends and your neighbors. And, you know, I did that with a friend of mine, and, well, I lost. But anyway, never mind. But that was some years ago.